My other school poem is called At This Point on the Page. Frightened at the slope of the writing, I looked up at the student who shared it with me. Such pain was in the crossing of each T, and a heart that skipped, lurched in the loop of the Y. Sorrowing for the huddled words my eyes had seen, the terror of those O's and A's and those draggled G's, I looked up at her face, not wanting to read farther, at least by prose. The hand shook that wrote that far on the page, and what weight formed each letter, God knows. To read this with those little words at the end, God knows, connecting with prose, a couple of lines above, makes me think that of another thing I'd like to try to assert about writing. I wouldn't like to think of myself as a poet, but as a writer, just with the language. And one reason is that I had been brought up to have this feeling that a poet is a person who is intermittently responsible for the sound. You know, it goes da 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 June da 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 moon. And it seemed didn't amount to very much to me. And I still think it doesn't, but I no longer think that's what writing is. That instead a writer is totally responsible for the sound. So that, well, instead of rhyme, which I still recognize, sort of, I think about, well, maybe chime or some that, or like this. Instead of thinking that some syllables rhyme with other syllables and the others are just neutral, just sort of in the way, I think that all syllables rhyme, sort of. Indulge me for a minute. That is, any syllable sounds more like any other syllable than it sounds like silence. So you start from this end instead of from the other end. And this makes everything go along. And it's all either helping or hurting or neutral. And it might as well be helping. And that doesn't always mean just rhyming by any means.